Living in this world today as true Christians and trying to live by the true godly standards and by His rules, as is laid out in the Bible, certainly has its challenges. And there are not many of us out there who abide by God's laws, the Ten Commandments, and make an effort to keep them consistently. Now, we all know them. In fact, the world knows what the Ten Commandments are. But actually, obediently and consistently keeping them all is where the world and the societies we are surrounded by fail to uphold. And we get caught up in the worldly, ungodly societies. Since we do live in this world, it is difficult to avoid, as it is all around us. But it is not impossible for us to come out of this world, as we are supposed to do anyway. Now, imagine our lives as a chessboard. And, as we heard, for those who play chess are familiar with that. And we are put in check often, where we have to make a change. Or, we have to better ourselves when we are confronted with trials or difficult situations. We examine ourselves constantly, making sure we are pleasing God, making sure we overcome the tests that we go through. We stumble often. And when we are not paying attention, we are put into a check scenario, making sure we get back on track before it's too late, or else we will end up in a checkmate. Now, that is obviously something we want to avoid. And in this battlefield that we live in, the society which surrounds us is filled with all sorts of distractions, and we are just mere pawns in this world as we continue to move forward while not giving into the unrighteous pleasures of life this world has to offer. Our ultimate goal is to reach the end where we will be crowned king. Just like a pawn starting off as the weakest vessel of all the other pieces in comparison to them on a chessboard, where a pawn can only move forward. And when confronted with a problem, or an enemy in this case, the pawn can only defeat it with a diagonal attack, but still it will continue to move forward. The path may also be blocked by another piece, where it may seem impossible to keep going, but eventually, with patience and intervention, the path will clear. The vital thing to consider is that the pawn does not move back, and neither should we. Remember Lot's wife, Luke 17:32. Now, what is interesting about the pawn? They are on the front line. They don't have all the arsenal of the bigger pieces. Yet, they will always be the first one out to battle. And they are restricted in a lot of ways and are often considered the weakest piece at first glance. They are the unit of the lowest value and normally the most expendable. These pawns are the common man trying to make it in life, the office worker that's fighting to make ends meet, the construction worker, the factory worker, the paycheck to paycheck worker, not the overly wealthy, but enough to survive type of person. That's us. The pawn is the most basic unit. Their movement and capturing power can be traced directly to the lowest ranked soldier of the armies of the 15th, 16th centuries. However, their worth increases as they travel up the board, because a pawn that reaches the other side of the chessboard gets to promote and can end up winning the game simply by outlasting the other major pieces. It is said that the skill of a true grandmaster of chess is tested not by the way he or she moves his king, but by the way a pawn chess piece is moved. Now, we are these pawns, and we are a very special category of people whom God has chosen. Notice 1 Corinthians 1. Verses 26 to 28. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. We are the Christian soldiers of this world, and we are constantly fighting, but not in a physical sense. If we see 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 3 and 4. By the way, I prepared this message before I even knew what my father was going to talk about. I don't know why that is. There are a million topics to choose here, and we are talking about the same thing. It is amazing. I mean, it is amazing, but I'm sure I'm going to be stumbling on some of the scriptures he's going to be addressing. I'm trying not to do that, but I can't help it. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 10, beginning verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. This is referring to a spiritual warfare that we have to constantly fight on a daily basis. Also notice Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Again, referring to a spiritual warfare. And then also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verses 3 to 5. Second Timothy 2 and verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are soldiers of Jesus Christ. But no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Now, what are the rules? These rules are listed in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, which are still in force today and will be forever. The Ten Commandments have always existed. These are the rules that we have to abide by if we want to achieve that crown in the end. John 14, 15, Christ says, if you love me, keep my commandments. The New Testament. It's not just the old. Of course, it is still in force. It is still going. It doesn't get more clear than that, what Christ said here. Also, we are only crowned when we have made it until the end. Sure, God has given those of us whom he has predestined from the very beginning a crown already, but he still gives us this additional piece of advice in Revelation 3, verse 11. Revelation 3, verse 11, we read, behold, I am coming quickly, or I'm coming soon. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Now, Christ refers to overcoming several times in this book of Revelation. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Revelation 2, verse 11. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Revelation 2, verse 26. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot blot out his name from the book of life. Revelation 3:5. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Revelation 3:12. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21, verse 7. Can we see how important it is for us to overcome, to keep moving forward until the end? Just like the pawn on the chessboard who has a chance to be promoted to a higher position. Presently, we struggle through life as mere humans, doing what we need to do, what God expects of us. But our destiny is to become God. So, just remember, the next time you play chess, don't be so quick to give up your pawns, as your pawn may just be the piece that could end up winning you the game.